Hello, welcome to another episode of Today with a Techie. I'm Plexi and I will be your hostess for this evening. The topic for today is mirror neurons. It is of no use for everyday life, but it's cool and a lot of people are focusing their research on it. So what exactly are these mirror neurons? Mirror neurons are motor neurons that not only fire when you actually perform an object-oriented action, but also when you witness a specific performing one. So basically, these neurons behave the same way if you're doing an action or if you're seeing another person doing it, even if your body isn't doing anything. So we think that these neurons are the base of imitation behavior and therefore of a large part of learning. Why is this interesting for techies? Simple. Robots. The main question asked now is whether implementing such mirror neuron systems in robots could help them learn or imitate. Right now, there's a project called Mirror Neuron-Based Robot Recognition. The basic goals are to realize an artificial system that learns to communicate with humans by means of body gesture. And to accomplish that, they will use mirror neurons, they will implement mirror neurons that helps the robot imitate humans. The machine they're using is basically the upper body of a robot. Torso, a head, and a hand, along with a couple of cameras and a sensor glove. The purpose of the experiment, basically, is to try to see how much we can get the robot to behave like a human or a monkey that actually has the mirror neurons built in. The cameras detect the visual stimulus containing the other person performing a goal-oriented hand or arm gesture, and the neurons are supposed to fire simulating the gesture on the body. And mirrors the computation in the mirror neurons. Then later on, this is copied to the motor neurons, and then the robot can reduplicate the action he saw before. In another study by Ito and Tani, a mirror neuron model was implemented in a small robot. After the robot was exposed to a human performing cyclic movements, it becomes capable of reproducing these movements at the same time as the human, synchronously. The robot also produces interactive movements when the user does something new. For more information about the subject, you can check out the links that I put up, or you can Google or Wiki the keywords that I put up, and then take your research from there. I hope you have a good afternoon. This was Plexi on Today with a Techie. Bye-bye.